First and foremost, you know, want to thank the veterans, you know, for being a part of this game tonight. It was big for us as a university and a family to be a part of something unique as these guys being very, very supportive and protective of our country. And I want to recognize all those veterans who was here today, and we need to really give them guys an applause. So we just want to let everybody know that first and foremost. Secondly, far as from the game-wise, I go through the injuries. We have a couple of guys that's nicked up. Don't notice the extent of their injuries right at this particular time. We will know further on, probably later on tomorrow. Kadarius Toney, Tyree Cleveland, Felipe Franks, Juwan Taylor, and Sean Davis. Those guys in the course of the game got nicked up, but we'll know the extent of their injuries far as tomorrow when we get back with the doctors and stuff like that, okay? As far as the game, it was a big game for us coming back home. A lot of excitement, a lot of emotions for these guys. Really proud of this football team and the players on this football team and this coaching staff because they did a tremendous job of just never quitting. You know, they went through the whole ordeal and they came out tonight. We started off, you know, 3 points and then 3 points and we nickel and dimed. Then finally in the second half, we started scoring touchdowns. And we really worked hard on the red zone offensive scoring touchdowns and we did a great job of that. Our run game offensively really kicked in tonight. I think the running backs and offensive line did a tremendous job of running the football and getting big plays for us to put us in situation to score touchdowns. Defensively, we caused turnovers, got sacks and caused turnovers to stop the run game. That was the one biggest emphasis that we was going to try to get done today because Alabama-Birmingham, when I was at Arkansas in 2014, there was the same guys that played. You know, those seniors on that team was the guys that we played when I was back at Arkansas. You know those guys would be veteran guys. They knew they was going to play hard, but I think as a defense, we went out and controlled the football game dramatically. And this whole deal that tonight was all about the family, the friends, the family, and the military. That's all it was about tonight, making sure that we put a product on the field that everybody that would be part and be happy about what these young men did tonight.
Any questions?
Yeah, Coach. Just how uplifting was it for this program to get a win? I mean, it's been September, end of September, and how just excited were the players about that?
It was awesome to get a win at home. That was the most important thing. I mean, you come back off of a road, you know, a month out, and you come back and get a home game win. You know, the fans was there, the crowd was there. You know, this is the one thing I always say about unique about Florida. No matter what happens, the fans are the fans are the fans. They're going to support you no matter what because they are the fans. And this is one place that I've been at that's not a fickle fan that go when you just winning. They always going to be supportive. And I think that the crowd tonight did a tremendous job, the student section, and everybody really supported us and helped us be where we was at tonight.
How did you think Felipe looked? I mean, he looked like he was calmer in the pocket and delivering the ball.
He did a nice job tonight. You know, our receivers dropped a lot of footballs. I will say that ahead of time. They dropped a lot of footballs, and those footballs can be demoralizing to a quarterback, but he stayed poised, and he made some other throws, and we made some nice catches as time went on in the game.
Randy, he's talking about you guys finally got some defensive fumbles and what that was like to finally see the ball on the ground.
It was big because, you know, all we work – believe it or not, every week we work on turnovers more than any place I've ever been, trying to create turnovers, stripping the ball, the turnover circuit every day, and trying to just create turnovers. And it came for us tonight, and it just keep coming the last 2 weeks. And we're going to continue to work on that next week because next week we have to create more turnovers to give us field position and give us a chance to do some things offensively.
Robbie, right in front of the right, Coach.
Randy, since you took over, you're telling players you want to go out and have fun. Was it good to see them having fun tonight, finally?
Yeah, they had a lot of fun. You know what? It's when you start looking at these young men, all they want is an opportunity to express themselves, but also they got to understand that expressing yourself is doing it the right way. And we're trying to cut down on our penalties because penalties is a big part of the football game in this field position. But also those guys have many doing a tremendous job of just being who they are. And that's who they are tonight, was a bunch of young men running around and having a good time.
Mike, right up front.
Coach, we appreciate you moving us back down to the team meeting room for the post-game press conference. Was that your idea?
They asked, and I said, sure, why not? I'm not fellas, I'm an easygoing guy. It's easy for me. Whatever you guys want to go at, we can go. All right, we can go in the parking lot in a few seconds if you want to. But no, it was, you know what, it's comfortable for you guys to sit down and go, and I've been in the weight room before, and I figured you guys can lounge around and sit around and just go and take your time and relax.
Also, I think there were 52 scholarship players playing for you guys today. How tough has it been to put a lineup out there, and where do you think this program is moving forward?
You know, it's not tough because being in NFL, it was like an NFL roster. You have to manage an NFL roster. So this week, the last 2 weeks, we've been managing an NFL roster. This program looking ahead is unbelievable because there's so much young talent on this football team that this program, it would never be second fiddle to nobody. You just have to keep adding on. And the talent is here if you look at the whole entire team. Besides Brandon Powell, who's playing right now, I don't think him and Goosby is the only two seniors on offense. That should tell you a lot. A lot of juniors on the offensive line, a lot of juniors at receiver. You take the defense, you start with up front. I don't think we have a senior, if I'm not mistaken, on the defensive line. We got three juniors, and the rest of them are true freshmen. And you start looking at the linebackers, they're all true sophomores. You look in the secondary, besides Duke Dawson, everybody else is true freshmen or true sophomore. So it's a lot of young talent on this team. They won some games here. They played great defense. We scored points. So the talent is here, you know, and it's going to be great for this university.
Thomas, up front to the left.
You may have just answered most of my question, but kind of, is there a silver lining even in some ways that you guys are getting to play some of these young guys and they're going to have experience going forward?
It's great to play young people because once you get in the thick of things and plan, then next year it'll be even better. You're not regressing trying to say, well, I didn't play any reps in it. These guys are all playing. Fellas, you realize this is the only team I've ever been on that our punt team is consisted of true freshmen and true sophomores. Never heard of that. That's the most important part of special teams is your punt. Our kickoff team is basically, besides Chauncey and Duke switching off, is all freshmen. Freshmen and a sophomore. That should tell you something about this program because we got a lot of young guys playing. It's going to be tremendous for this program.
Robbie, you got a question? Just on the
note. Randy, how easy will it be to get these guys locked in knowing who you're playing next Saturday?
You know what? It's about us. It's about us. You know, no matter who your opponent is, it's got to be about us. And being locked in and tuned in to what we're trying to get done, we can't make it a personal battle. Most of the times, I tell you, bad things happen when your feelings get involved. Most people make bad decisions when they make feelings. But if you go by the choices and the right frame of mind, you'll make great decisions. And we can't make this a feeling situation where it's personal because it's Florida State. It's got to be about us as a football team representing this Gator Nation, doing all the things we need to get done.
Mike.
Does it feel like when you look at the records of the two teams next week, both have losing records, that hardly ever happens. How much luster does that take away from the game?
Never. Okay, it's a 12 noon game. Which station? Which station we on next week?
ESPN,
right? It never's going to take the luster away. That's always going to be one of the pivotal games in college football. It's a long rivalry. It's a state between two schools, you know. And I don't mean to say this in the wrong way, but one school was an all-boys school, one school was an all-girls school. So it's a lot of rivalry that's going in part in this game. So it's going to be a great game.
Edgar?
So how much of a turnaround is Chauncey Gardner kind of been this season? I mean, his September, he's missing tackles right and left. I mean, the guy's been making a ton of plays lately.
Well, it's about getting the mindset right. You know, he started off in camp doing well in tackling. He started off, you know, not doing very good in the tackling phase, and we had to put him through a tackling circuit every week until he get back his what we call his craft. And now his craft is really stepping up, but we hype on it more than anything else with him in practice. He's kind of the so-called leader in the back end, but you can never let Chauncey feel like he's the leader, to be honest with you, because Chauncey's great when he's tuned in. When Chauncey's like everywhere and dancing and everything else, then you're telling what Chauncey going to call on defense. So we got to keep him kind of settled down and focused. And some players play better that way, and that's what Chauncey is.
And Coach Sider, what kind of impact has he had on the running backs? I mean, Mark Thompson, for example, I mean, looks like a totally different player. I mean, he was fumbling all the time last year. He's been very solid.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when I said we're going to challenge guys to be competitive to each other? And we just opened it up for everybody. And the opportunity came, and he's competitive, and he's playing hard, practicing hard. Most of the times, when you practice hard, you'll play hard. If you don't practice hard, you don't play hard. And it's an opportunity for him to come in, and that made LaMichael very good, very competitive. And then all of a sudden, you see a Darius Lemons coming around. So those guys know you may not be on that day. Okay, fine, but another guy will get an opportunity to play and have an opportunity to carry the load. So it's been a great competition. It's been great for us as a football team. and guys are really coming around and doing a great job.
Mike to the right, right in front of you, Coach.
What's been your position on being a candidate for the head coaching job?
Never thought about it.
Have you talked about it?
Not even close. You know, the only thing I worry about is my job I got right now. You know why? Because it's the best job I ever had. You know why it's the best job I ever had? Because it's the only job I got. So the one thing that people always remember in coaching, never look ahead. Look at the job you have in hand. When you start looking ahead, you're going to lose out on something. And it's the only job I'm worried about. It's the job I have right now.
So have you talked to Scott Strickland about it?
About the job I have now?
The
one I got now, yeah. Because that's the only job I worry about. I don't worry about anything. Fellas, that's me. I'm not a guy that worry about a whole bunch of other things, fellas. I only worry about one thing. It's the job I have now. Like I told them guys in our, you know, the best team I ever coached? Everybody going to say the University of Miami football team. No, them guys in that locker room. Because they're the only guys I have. I don't think about the past. I don't think about the present. I think about what now. The best job I got right now has been interim head coach at University of Florida, and I love it. That's all I got to worry about.
Thomas up front to the left here.
You kind of encourage the fans to come out and be supportive with these guys coming back home for the first time in a while. Do you have a message to them ahead of this FSU game?
Come back out and enjoy another great game and a great opportunity. And bring all the little kids, you know, bring the grandparents, bring everybody who's part of want to be a part of something special. And it's, we did a nice job with the support from the fans and everybody. And next week will be the same type of deal. It'll be great because it's Thanksgiving is Thursday. Take a little break Friday. Come outside, enjoy a great game, and be a part of something special.
Pat, I'm really right.
Randy, was it hard at all to keep these guys focused and from checking out as the losses mounted?
No. No, you know what? They want to just know why. Why? You know, here's the thing. I asked some guys, why did you come to Florida? And they said, I'm like, huh? What made you come to Florida? Okay, the win. Okay, good. Win championships. Okay, good. And then one guy say, swag. I said, okay, that's great. I said, but what is all that details? You want to be a part of something that was special. You want to be a part of a family. You want to be a part of Gator Nation. You want to be a program that represents excellence. And right, wrong, or indifference, your excellence is what your last thing you've done. And each week we just tell them, guys, whatever you do this week, that's the only thing people are going to remember you by. I'll tell you this. It's Monday, nobody worry about this game just played. We'll be talking about Florida State. So it'll be the next game that we play with everybody going to remember us by. And that's what it's going to be. We always move ahead. We never stay on something that's in the past.